ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on this Friday evening, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press. Been a long week, folks. I think I said that last night, and I believe last night I may have indicated that it was Friday. Well, it wasn't Friday last night. It was Thursday last night. And on Thursday's show, I think we had a very interesting discussion again with my colleague from American Free Press, Christopher Berlin, who's now hosting a Friday morning program here on RBN. And we also, of course, were joined by Sam Danner, eyewitness to the events at the Pentagon, who, as far as I'm concerned, is a credible witness and who has raised some very serious questions about the official government story about what really happened at the Pentagon on 9/11. It's been a very interesting week. You know, we had Michael Korn here on Wednesday, an American-born gentleman of Jewish extraction who, although raised in a largely secular atmosphere, became quite an enthusiastic Zionist and devoted to the Jewish faith. But after spending some time in Israel, he had a little bit of a second thought about his faith and about that country that is based upon a theocratic form of government stemming from the Jewish religion. So Michael is going to be back here very soon. Probably have him on for a couple nights in a row so we can really discuss this very controversial subject matter in depth so that we can really, really, really flesh some things out and let you call in with your questions and comments. Because I know what he had to say was of a great deal of interest to the listeners, and obviously it's something that we'll want to discuss further. I am going to have a guest here tonight, if I can get him on the phone, so I won't tantalize you with anything about that until I know exactly whether they get in touch with him or not, and I guess they have. Before that, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make a few comments regarding something that will be of interest to you. It has come to my attention that there's been a concerted effort on the part of two rather well-known figures in what we might call the Patriot Movement. Very concerted effort, apparently, to basically undermine my program here on RBN. Ideally, I guess they would like to push me off RBN. They object to my criticisms of the Zionist state of Israel and don't like to hear these things discussed publicly. But I just want to say to them, just as I said to the U.S. ambassador to Malaysia, who tried to block distribution of my books in Malaysia, I said to him, I know what you're up to, I know who you are, and I'll get the FBI after you. Well, in his case, that's a case of one thing I could do, but I just want those who would like to try to silence me to know that I know what they're up to. And if necessary, I will name names, I will let people know exactly who is trying to prevent the truth from being told and precisely why they're trying to prevent the truth from being told, because that's the purpose of this network, and we're on here to tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that having been said, I'm going to tell you right now that Willis Cardo is known to you, many of you, as the founder of Liberty Lobby, the longtime publisher of The Spotlight. And, well, it goes on and on and on. Folks, we're going to the first break here, and when we come back, I'm going to bring up Willis after a brief introduction. It's going to be a controversial show this evening, and it's going to really upset those people who don't like us to talk about the subject of Zionism in Israel. So put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a bumpy night.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Sattler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world and the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. Like I always tell you, if you're not reading American Free Press, you should be. You can get online and check it out. See a sampling of what appears each week in the printed issue of American Free Press. You can do that online at AmericanFreePress.net. Or you can call the toll-free number during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and get a sample copy and find out what the paper is all about. That number is 888-699-NEWS. Well, we have with us one of the gentlemen, the gentleman who was, needless to say, quite instrumental in helping us get American Free Press off the ground, having spent many, many years as the founder and prime mover behind the Liberty Lobby, which published the Spotlight newspaper until a gang of greasy criminals backed by elements of the CIA and Israel's Mossad managed to run Liberty Lobby out of business. The guest I'm referring to, of course, is Willis Cardo. I might mention to you, ladies and gentlemen, that due to a civil court agreement, Mr. Cardo is unable, unfortunately, to talk about the circumstances surrounding the demise of Liberty Lobby and the individuals who are responsible for that. But I would caution those individuals that I am not bound by that court agreement, and this radio program, which is my radio program, is not bound by that agreement, and sometime I may just spend an hour or two discussing what really happened to Liberty Lobby and just let the truth be known. Now, Willis Cardo, Willis, you are there. Is that correct?
Yes, I am, Mike.
All right. Well, Willis, I want to tell something about, I mean, a lot of our listeners are very familiar with who you are. A lot of them aren't, but when I called you earlier, I indicated I wanted you to get on here to discuss a very interesting article that you wrote for American Free Press this week, which is entitled, and I love this title, What to Do with These Kooky, Crazy Zionist Christians. But before we get into discussing that, Willis, I want to tell on the air, perhaps publicly, I think for the first time, a story that only a few people know about. It really illustrates the extent to which your work over the years has caused great discomfort for the powerful Zionist community, not only here in the United States, but around the world. Back in the time, you know, I'm getting old too, Willis, the time frame escapes me, but back in the early 1980s, we had a star correspondent for the Spotlight named Andrew St. George, who had widespread international connections from the highest to the lowest. Right. And he came to us in Washington one day very, very disturbed and outlined something that he had come across through his high-level contacts. The story was this, that there had been a meeting held at the New York apartment of a very powerful Zionist. Now, at this moment, I can't remember if it was Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress, or whether it was Ivan Boesky, the famed financier who later went to jail for his financial shenanigans. But at that meeting, Mr. Bronfman was present. Mr. Michael Milken, who also went to jail, was present. Mr. Boesky was present. There were like about 15 or 20 people there. These were the highest-ranking people at least in the American Zionist movement. And one of those individuals present was a gentleman by the name of Jacques Torkchiner.
Mm.
And at that meeting, Mr. Torkchiner, the meeting was devoted to the subject of how to protect the Zionist cause and what to do with the people in the United States who were raising questions about the power of the Zionist lobby. And at that meeting, Mr. Torkchiner got up and angrily declared that you, Willis Cardo, were one of the most evil, meanest, nastiest people on the face of the planet, and it was high time something be done about you. It was time that you be killed, that you be wiped off the face of the planet, and that that would be a way of finally getting rid of Liberty Lobby in the spotlight. Well, to the credit of at least one person who was there, he brought that information to you and to me and to the other people at Liberty Lobby through the good offices of Andrew St. George and our attorney, Mark Lane, who was Jewish or is Jewish and nonetheless a very big critic of Zionism, wrote a letter to Jacques Torkchiner, the head of the World Zionist Organization, and told him, the Zionist Organization of America, I believe. He told him in no uncertain terms that we were aware of the threat that had been made against your life by Mr. Torkchiner, and that they had better be advised they better not make any more threats of this kind. Well, as I say, Willis, I think that story is very illustrative of the fact that there are things like this that do go on behind the scenes. But fortunately, there are some good people, Jewish and non-Jewish alike, who don't go along with this kind of violence that we associate with the state of Israel and with its adherents here in the United States. But nonetheless, in a very, very strange and very sad way, that's a tribute to what you have accomplished in your career. So I just wanted the audience to know about that. That's a story that's never been told publicly before, but I think it's a story that should be on the record here, and that's why I'm telling it, because I opened up my show tonight before you came on pointing out that I've been made aware of the fact that there are people who have an interest in trying to silence this radio program. So this is something that those of us who have dared to criticize the Zionist lobby, as Paul Finley put it in his book, Those Who Dare to Speak Out, this is something we've become familiar with. And as I say, I thought it was kind of important to put it all on the record. Now, that having been said, quite a mouthful, I wanted you to talk about your article, What to Do with These Kooky, Crazy Zionist Christians. I think it's a very interesting article, and the readers of American Free Press will have the opportunity to be entertained and informed by it when they get their paper next week.
Well, Mike, first of all, you know, you have a great memory, much better than mine, and I'd completely forgotten about that, but you're absolutely right.
You forgot about the fact one of the most powerful men in the world wanted to have you killed. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. What can I say?
Everyday occurrence. And anyhow, as far as the commentary that I wrote that is in this new issue of American Free Press that went on the press last night and is currently in the mail to all subscribers, I don't have a copy before me. What it was a commentary on a news item I had read that morning. That is Thursday morning. That Thursday day after yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Morning in the Washington Times. Stating that 3,000 Christians were converging on Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress on more aid to Israel. And I just simply said that I thought that was ironic in the light of the aid that Israel has already received, which is well over $1 trillion, with the T, that's $1 trillion, according to the Christian Science Monitor. Perhaps it's time for the American taxpayers to start looking after their own interests rather than the interests of this foreign nation, which can only involve us in terrible, terrible, trouble, as is shown by what's going on today as we speak at this moment, in the Mideast with a war that has now broken out between Israel and Lebanon and the Palestinians. Now, where this is going to go, no man can say. You know, people who start wars have a general failing. They are unable to see the consequences of the war. And this could very well be the case here. Israel, as we know, has hundreds of nuclear weapons. Israel has stolen all the nuclear secrets that we have and anybody else has, and with our money, with American money, has built an unknown number of nuclear weapons, bombs, and shells, and anything else you can imagine. And it's just like. My grandpa said one time when I was a kid, he says, if you give toys to the boys, they're going to want to use them. and you know, this is this terrible danger. These Zionists that are controlling Israel are fundamentally irresponsible, and if they feel that things are going bad for them diplomatically, they are likely to let off a nuclear weapon, carried, of course, in airplanes that we have provided free, or in submarines that Germany has provided free, or whatever. It's possible that this, of course, could escalate into an all-out nuclear war. You just don't know when things like this are going to stop.
Couple that with the fact that even now there's even current talk about either Israel and or the United States, possibly both, attacking Iran to prevent them from getting nuclear weapons. So
exactly. You know, we live in an age. It's terrible. It's unfortunate.
Well, it's unfortunate. We have to go to a break right now. Hold on for a moment or two.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more fireworks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have a very special guest here tonight, Willis Cardo, former head of Liberty Lobby, which was run out of business in 2001. And now, of course, he's been an instrumental player in setting up American Free Press. And he's also the publisher of a bi-monthly historical magazine called The Barnes Review. You can check out the Barnes Review's website at barnesreview.com or barnesreview.org. That's BarnesReview, just like it sounds, named after Harry Elmer Barnes, a eminent revisionist historian who, by the way, was a personal friend of Willis Cardo's. Now, Willis, on Wednesday night, I had a guest here in the program, Michael Korn, who was born Jewish and became an ardent Zionist and hardline practitioner of the Orthodox Jewish faith. And, you know, it's interesting. In your article in American Free Press, you write as follows. The bloodthirsty Israelis literally believe that their Talmud justifies anything in dealing with those who oppose Israel. They believe that the Talmud teaches that all non-Jews are subhuman and have no rights. Yet some so-called Christians literally worship this outlaw state. Well, Willis, you know, people are going to defame you and say, well, that's Willis Cardo, an anti-Semite, writing those things. But I'm here to tell you, Willis, that Michael Korn expresses precisely that same point of view. And he, although he is now a convert to Christianity, he too shares your concern and my concern and certainly the concern of so many listeners to RBN about the fact that there are so many Christians in the United States who, for whatever reason, are so wedded to supporting the state of Israel. And that was really the point of your whole article.
Yes, indeed. And names are flung about and thrown against people as a substitute for argument when you get into controversial areas. And the people who are most guilty of this are the ones who really don't want to discuss the underlying facts. And I don't think anyone, I don't think I said anything extreme or anything untrue. I try always to say what's true, what can be documented. I can defend, I think, just about anything I say. And what I said was true. I think there's grave danger that the world is heading into a nuclear war that could be the most devastating thing that ever hit the planet.
Well, do you Willis? I guess this is a question that everybody has in mind. Do you think things are getting better? Do you think more and more people are becoming aware of this problem of this axis of evil between the hardline Zionists and these kooky, crazy Zionist Christians, or do you think it's getting worse?
Well, both. I do think that more people are getting aware of it. More people are becoming sensible. More people are rubbing the scales from their eyes and seeing what's going on in spite of the propaganda. On the other hand, the people who are manipulating this power structure are becoming more desperate. And it's always been the solution for crooked politicians ever since Wilson, to cover up their crimes by war, and get the people marching in the streets with the American flag and singing songs and going off to fight the enemy and forgetting about the domestic problems. This is what's happened to America in general. Our entire policy is a policy of internationalism. We are now at a position where literally these so-called political leaders of ours are literally paying more attention to the alleged problems of other countries than they are of our country. We have American troops in over 100 countries all over the world guarding the borders of other countries. And our president can't even guard the borders of the United States of America. That's insane, right?
That's kooky and crazy.
It is kooky and crazy. And the people don't like that. They're all against it. The numbers are way opposed to this. The polls all show that the public is very supportive of border integrity. But the president goes along his happy way for whatever reason. As if he is deliberately trying to undermine the stability of this country, because this is what is happening. We are getting more and more multicultural, multilingual, multiracial with every day. That is not the way to stability. This is the way to instability. This is what happens. I mean, the more diverse the population becomes. Obviously, anyone should be able to see that. Why then, the more unstable the country becomes, and this is what is happening over a broad period. The founding fathers of this country, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, all realized that the problems of America had many problems, and these should be addressed. And yet, with Woodrow Wilson, we put the problems of other countries first, and we wonder what's happening to this country.
Okay, well, Willis, we have our last break for this half hour coming up. We will come back in a few minutes, and we'll be joined by a couple callers who I know have some questions for you. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More of Willis Cardo, more fireworks here talking about the controversial subject.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and on shortwave at 12.180 and 6.890. We have as our special guest here tonight, Willis Cardo. He's the founder of Liberty Lobby, now the publisher of the Barnes Review, and a key player in helping us put out American Free Press newspaper each week. Willis, I should mention, remind people who may have forgotten that American Free Press and the Barnes Review, among other organizations, are co-sponsoring a big conference here in the Washington, D.C. area on Labor Day weekend. Open to all good patriots. We're going to have a nice array of speakers in attendance from both here in the United States and abroad. You, of course, will be there, and we're hoping John Stadtmiller of RBN is going to be there. I've talked to John about being on hand for that, and I think it's going to be a very interesting get-together, and we're hoping to see a lot of people who are right now listeners to RBN, hoping that we're hoping they're going to come and join us in Washington. It's going to be a good conference.
Yes, and it definitely will. We already have too many speakers. And, you know, every time we have a conference, Mike, people always come up to me, and they always make the same complaint. They say, Willis, you give us too much. It's just too much. I can't absorb it.
That is true.
That is true.
And you're not exaggerating. Yeah, and people always say, when are you going to have the next one? They enjoy themselves so much that they're ready for more. So,
Course, it will be recorded, both DVD and CD, And so any I think it'll be just like a good book. You know, you have to read a good book more than once to really get everything out of it. But we're going to have a very good meeting, I'm sure.
Yeah, people can keep an eye on American Free Press, and I'll certainly be talking more about it on this program. And people can always call American Free Press and get further information on that, and I encourage them to do so. So, you know, because it's a matter of getting the plane reservations and the train reservations, and all the details are available. So people can call the toll-free number at 888-699-NEWS. Before we go to the callers, Willis, I wanted to mention another thing in regard to this this question of people trying to silence those who dare to criticize Israel and Zionism. Back in the old days of the spotlight, this was about 80, 81, somewhere in that time frame, the Reverend Pat Robertson held up a copy of the spotlight on his television program. Now, he has as his guest at that time the very liberal internationalist Vice President Walter Mondale. He's treating him like a prince. But Robertson holds up a copy of the spotlight and says, "This newspaper, it's published by a very evil man," referring to you, of course, Willis, "and he told his listeners that if they were good Christians, they shouldn't subscribe to the spotlight." Well, we actually had several thousand people. That's a lot of people to act at one time. Several thousand people actively canceled their subscriptions to the paper. They called us up on the phone. They wrote us letters saying, "Pat Robertson told me to cancel my subscription, and because he's a good Christian, I'm going to do that." Well, needless to say, we were compelled to respond editorially to Reverend Robertson. And after we published our response to Reverend Robertson, we had several thousand more people cancel their subscriptions, saying that we shouldn't have criticized a good Christian like Pat Robertson. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Well, I'm glad that Pat didn't call for my assassination. He has a habit, you know, of urging people to kill people he don't like.
Well, I thought he was a good Christian, but I'm not even going to comment any further on that because he's liable to call for my assassination. So anyway, Willis, let's go to the callers. We have Larry from Florida. Larry, come on up.
Good evening.
How you doing tonight, Larry?
Oh, long work week, but I'm happy I got through it.
Okay.
I'd like to give you a couple heads up right off the start here. As you know, I like to hand out anti-Zionist and anti-Israel flyers that I download from the Internet. I'll be doing it again this weekend. I found a gold mine of a whole variety, dozens of types of varieties of this sort of downloadable literature. I'd like to give you the website.
Go ahead.
It's www.solargeneral.com. And it's spelled just like it sounds.
.com.
Yeah, Solar General, like SolarGeneral. Solar
okay.
General. And they have a wonderful selection of that sort of flyers and leaflets that you can download and print. Okay, that's first heads up. Second is I saw a promo on CNN a few days ago at 8 o'clock tonight Eastern. They're going to do a special report on neo-Nazis infiltrating the United States Army as recruits. I wouldn't miss this for anything. Now, one thing that has puzzled me, though, can they say that black Muslims are infiltrating the army? Because remember the fellow who fragged, threw the grenades into the tent and killed several of his fellow soldiers the night before the war in Iraq, the latest one?
Right, I do. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he was a black American Muslim, and so I guess he's infiltrating the United States Army to kill soldiers. So this is going to be interesting. Naturally, they'll do a huge hatchet job on these white nationalists, and I ain't seen the program yet. It's coming on in about 20 minutes, I hope. And if this war thing over there doesn't preempt it or anything. But that was a special thing that's supposed to be on. So they're going to do a big – you know what I love about so-called anti-Semites, which I guess we all fall into that category. If you By their definition, is they'll talk about us, but they won't talk to us. Yeah, by they, I mean the media, the mainstream media. They talk about us, and it goes for white separatists like myself, white nationalists, we call ourselves. They'll talk about us, but and then if you try to bring up the points of our, you know, of what we believe in, and none of this is lies. You know, it can all be verified. I won't dignify that with by debating it with you. You know, that's the way then the personal insults, and why don't you crawl back under your rock? Fortunately, me and you and Mr. Cardo and the other people, I think we're the latest generation that's trying to put out the word. There was Henry Ford a long time ago. He was trying to put out the word. Charles Lindbergh, Father Conklin, all of those people, and their message is pretty much the same as our message today. You know, who's behind all of this stuff? You know, we don't have to look very far to find them. They're here. They're pulling the strings.
Larry, let me just make a comment. You know, they're busy worrying about the potential infiltration of the military right now. I think what they should be more concerned about is all these men and women without arms and legs and eyes and other portions of their bodies coming back to the United States from fighting in Iraq and recognizing finally who was responsible for getting us there in the first place. I'd be more concerned about them than the so-called infiltrators who they're trying to focus on right now. So I'm giving that friendly word of advice to our Zionist friends who are giving us all this trouble in the Middle East. You better look at your cannon fodder first, because these are the people who are really going to be mad.
Yeah. Rick Adams said a few weeks ago that nobody's going to really the great American public isn't really going to do anything, isn't going to really wake up and really do anything until the middle class is destroyed.
Well, let's get Willis in here. Willis took a bullet from the Japanese during World War II, which is a lot more than Richard Pearl and all these other, dare I say it, kosher conservative warmongers have taken. What do you think, Willis?
Well, I certainly agree. I think that the people who make wars aren't the people that fight them. The people that make wars are the crooked politicians and the special interests that have something to gain from it. They're the ones that get up and wave the flag and they follow me and they follow me to the waterfront and get on that ship and go over there. That's absolutely right. If the men who would make the war fight the war, there wouldn't be any wars. We haven't had a decent war. I mean, a war for anything, for any real interest in this country since the War of 1812.
that's gonna upset a lot of people, Willis. Well, listen, Larry, thank you for your call. We have a raft of callers here that want to chime in. Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Michael. Good evening, Mr. Cardo.
Good evening.
First, let me say I was a Spotlight subscriber when you were having your difficulties with Sheriff Colander, and I was living in San Diego at the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I go way back with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what really caused me to call in this evening, I didn't really know that you were the guest on there, but I'm kind of glad that you are. But Michael had a guest on named Michael Korn, and he is a Jew that's converted to Christianity, but he's fairly knowledgeable of the Bible and of the Jewish Talmud and a lot of things that he needs to be brought back on again because he's an honest guy.
Oh, I'm going to have him back. Definitely have him back, yes.
I had exchanged emails with him several times. Somebody had referred me to him and him to me. And anyway, the long and the short of it is I've sat in a tractor today all day listening to talk radio on the mainstream media, and I have listened to every talk show host out there lift Israel up, we got to go protect them, and all of this. They all claim to be Christians, and the Bible specifically indicates where these people came from that call themselves Jews today, and none of them were born in Jerusalem. they converted to Judaism in 750 A.D., the Khazarian thing you guys got into the other night in your conversation, but they are described as Ashkenazim Jews. And if you go to the scriptures, and see, and Michael, I know that you're not, you know, a real scripture guy, but somebody should have asked this Michael Korn. When you go to Genesis 10:3, and you read who the descendants of Japheth are, Japheth was the third brother of his third son of Noah, and his descendants are not related to Shem's descendants, and the word Semitic comes from Shem. So all of the people that are Semites had to descend out of the line of Shem. And see, the whole thing is, the state of Israel is a total fraud. I mean, total fraud. And when people would look at it, even the Patriot community, when they look at the fact that Lord Balfour and Lord Rothschild were the guys that set it up with the Balfour Proclamation, that was just a letter between two crooks. and all the people in the Patriot community go, well, the Rothschilds are behind it all. Well, and maybe they are. But then the Rothschilds institute this State of Israel thing through Lord Balfour and then through Wilson and then through FDR and through the United Nations. And, you know, they have Alger Hiss as the first Secretary General, who's a Russian Jew spy. Anyway, the bottom line is if people that call themselves Christians would just pick up their Bible and read where the lineage comes from and do a little history on the Jews, there's two kinds of Jews, the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. And the Ashkenazim do make up, Michael Korn said that some people say 96%, and a lot of the Jews in Israel agree. And my studies have shown that it's about 92% to 93%, but it's a vast majority of those people that call themselves Jews today have absolutely no inheritance rights, and the whole basis for the state of Israel is inheritance from Abraham.
Well, Bob, I'm going to let you in a little secret here. I just read very quickly tonight a copy of another article that Willis has written that's scheduled for publication in the Barnes Review. Haven't read it completely, but I can tell you that Willis's article echoes a lot of what you've said here tonight. So, Bob, thank you for that call. I think Willis is probably primarily in agreement with what you had to say.
Well, you know, another interesting thing, just a real quick fact, that Willis can check in the Bible if that's what he's going to use as a reference, is the first chapter of the book of Daniel discusses when the Judahites were taken captive up into Babylon. And they brought back the Babylonian Talmud from there, only it was oral. But anyway, in the first chapter, the guy that was teaching the captives the ways of the Babylonians' name was Ashpenaz. The only letter different is a P. So, it's all there to be found, and it's all biblical, and it's just frustrating to see Christians so fervently, blindly supporting the state of Israel because some no-good preacher tells them to. And Michael Korn made that point. He said, you know, even the Jews, they're as dumb as the Christians are. They don't know what their own Talmud says. So, and that's the point. Everybody's ignorant, and nobody wants to talk to each other about it. And, you know, a lot of people are going to die. And we're looking at World War III based upon a total fraud.
Well, Willis, you've been working all your life to prevent World War III, so what do you have to say?
Well, I think that's true. War is war. Who was it? Spinoza said that wars are not fought between the good and the bad. Wars are fought between two good sides. In other words, the participants in both sides feel that they're right and that the other side is wrong. And that's due to their cultural and intellectual upbringing and propaganda and racial feelings and all that sort of thing. All wars today are fought on the basis of misunderstanding. If there was any, and you know, this is something very important, I think, and I think it's, I'd like to say this, as the quality of leadership of the white world gets worse and worse and more contemptible and abject and dumb and totally irresponsible, the power that we have gets greater and greater. Have you ever thought of that? In other words, at the time of horses and swords, the leadership was pretty mature and pretty responsible of our various peoples. And wars were fought and casualties were at a minimum. As history goes on, and we get more quote democracy and more interest groups, more pressure groups, and the power at our disposal becomes greater and greater and greater and greater, a million times greater than it used to be per person, and the leadership becomes worse.
And we have a bellicose punk in the White House.
Well, this is exactly what I mean, Mike.
An exponential increase in decadence and an exponential increase in military prowess.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, we have a break coming up here, and I want to bring up Davey from Texas. Davey, come on up. See what you can say before the music starts to play.
This is a great show, Mike. I got to meet Willis, and I had the listeners know he's not 7 feet tall.
Davey, hang on for the break, if you would.
Okay.
Our last break is for the hour, and then we'll wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington with our guest Willis Cardo, and we have Davey from Texas. Davey.
Let me be real brief here. I really do appreciate all that Willis has done over the years, and I would just like to ask, in one upcoming issue of the American Free Press, if there could be a section dedicated to describing who the children of Israel actually are, you know, with this stunning display of Zionist chutzpah saying, oh, yeah, Iran and Syria are all behind this, but these Talmudic terrorists have been planning this for 5 years anyway. Anyway, I really appreciate it.
I would say 5,000 years, but be that as it may, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your show, Michael. It's so refreshing to hear.
All right, Davey. Well, we'll move on to Jim from Illinois. Jim, we only have a couple minutes, so fire away. Jim, are you there?
Good. You know, I just wanted to put a comment in about those readers you lost with the spotlight.
Right.
You know, that there were thousands involved. Well, I know the gospel, I think it's in the Gospel of John, that says that those who left us were never of us. But what's really amazing about that is my excuse for being so ignorant years ago and being bled by all this propaganda was I didn't have access to the spotlight or any of these other publications that exposed all this corruption. What's the excuse of these people?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, Willis, you and I have discussed this ourselves on various occasions. That we're probably better off without those kind of readers.
Pardon?
I say Willis and I have discussed this in the past, and we both concluded that we were probably better off without those people among the ranks of the spotlight readership in the first place.
Yeah, I think
well,
I agree.
Yeah, that's... I believe that because you had a bunch of fake listeners or readers.
Well, we're done with them now. That's the good thing about it. It's just we just have to keep hoping that maybe the events that are happening in the world today are going to maybe shake up and wake up a few people. But, you know, I tell you what, we're running out of time here, so I just want to take the moment to thank you, Jim, for calling and thank Willis for calling in and chatting with us here this evening. And I know I can speak for both Willis and I when I say that we're going to continue to do what we can do in our own limited fashion to try to wake up people and shake up the world to maybe stop this crazy, crazy nonsense that this this evil, corrupt administration and all its allies are trying to foist on us. So, you know, what can I say? Willis, do you have any final comments before that music chimes in and shuts us down?
Oh, gosh, I could go on and on. I think we have to recognize the reality of the Bush administration. The Bush administration, including his father, they're plutocrats. Their interest lies in money and power. Power and money, same thing. It's international. It has nothing to do with anything national, nothing to do with anything that's patriotic. Their interest is in the New World Order, in the NATO and CETO and CENTO and all the rest of the efforts to create a New World Order. And it was George Bush Sr. who first mentioned that term, if you remember.
He used the term, that's exactly right.
He used the term. It's a bad situation. Let's Republicans and Democrats get off their duff and give us somebody decent to vote for. Why, this country's going down a tube.
Well, I'll just end this show by saying what I think we're all thinking. To hell with the New World Order.
Uh-huh.
Thanks again, Willis. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you on Monday night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.